Argentina, Bangladesh, Belgium.
During a naturalization ceremony, Atlanta District Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Denise Frazier read all 54 countries of origin for about 100 new U.S. citizens. Dr. Bernice King, the daughter of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., welcomed the group to the American family. She also addressed comprehensive immigration reform.
No human being is illegal or alien because we are all God's children. Therefore, our country must have humane immigration reform that ensures all people who come to this nation are treated with respect and dignity.
King said that includes a path to citizenship for about 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. The vice president agreed. He encouraged the new citizens to support the Obama administration's immigration reform efforts.
Don't pull up the ladder behind you now that you've climbed on board. Don't pull that ladder up. There's millions of people who are already acting as decent Americans that deserve a chance.
Biden told the new U.S. citizens the country is stronger because of them.
The truth of the matter is, you've been Americans for a long time, long before you raised your right hand, because you've all adhered to the idea of America.
That message struck a chord with new citizen Luis Bautista.
I work, pay my taxes, you know, go to school. Now, finally, I got a good job now, and it kind of like resonated. I think I have contributed to this country, even before this day.
The vice president expressed disappointment that House leadership decided not to go to conference on a Senate immigration bill passed earlier this year. That means any congressional action on immigration reform is unlikely before the end of the year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.